Yes, absolutely. I think that the warm rhetoric that we've had both from the UK and the EU in terms of the unique position that, Ireland has in the context of the north and the border is good and it's welcome. And we have Michel Barnier addressed it all in the Senate last week and kind of echo those sentiments again. But ultimately, what is required is a special status for the north in the context of the EU. And while the warm words are fine, you know, it's tangible action that we see. There was figures released by Enterprise Ireland today showing that exports are down. The currency fluctuations have already had an impact on the agri-food industry in particular, where it's estimated that hundreds of millions have been lost in trade already. And that's before things really start for real. So it's a matter of huge concern. And I think that both the UK and the EU are going to have to be innovative in coming up with a special status for Northern Ireland that recognises the real challenges that are faced in border communities in terms of continuing trade, the need for the freedom to travel and seamless enterprise to continue.
Is it quite concerning that some ministers have not yet published their Brexit strategies?
Yes, it is indeed, because really, the other than kind of a national discourse of fear of the unknown, the people that we really need to be engaging are the individual small businesses throughout the border, the people who are involved in exporting and indeed importing, because they're the people who are going to be affected biggest. And I think on an industry-by-industry basis or on a commercial activity, by commercial activity basis, there's going to need to be individual engagement to try and assess you know, what the challenges are going to be, because they're going to be different for different industries. And I think that the absence of individual line minister engagements with those sectors, you know, shows a detachment from the problems that are coming up and are looming very large. As I said, they've already begun to take place. And I think we need a lot more proactivity from government ministers on what the strategy is going to be.